The Fellowship of Christian Athletes welcomes you to Sharing the Victory with University of Nebraska assistant football coach Ron Brown. Ron's special guest today is Mike Jarvis, longtime head basketball coach, currently at Florida Atlantic University.
If God can send, you know, his son here to take the wrath for our sins, then who are we to basically turn our backs on anyone that we possibly can help?
We'll also hear from ESPN college basketball analyst Hubert Davis.
And Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For the Lord has plans for you, plans for a hope and a future, plans not to harm you, plans to prosper you."
And former Major League pitcher Jose Alvarez.
Your self-worth and significance and purpose in life is more important than what you do. That's why we're called human beings and not human doers.
We're certainly glad you've chosen to spend part of your day with us. And here's Ron Brown, ready to get today's program started.
Our featured guest today here on Sharing the Victory is the head men's basketball coach at Florida Atlantic University, a name that's very familiar in college basketball as a head basketball coach and as an ESPN broadcaster, Mike Jarvis. Mike, you're in your first year at Florida Atlantic University, and thanks for being on Sharing the Victory with us.
Well, thank you very, very much. It is an honor and a privilege.
Mike, you know, one of the things that I've really appreciated about you, and your face is very visible in the world of college basketball, but you really have a heart for people. You know, God has given you just a compassion for the individual person. Do you see that yourself? Is that something that's always been a factor in your life?
You know, I think it's always been there, but it's just like our faith. Most of the time, it's not developed anywhere near where it needs to be. And I think a lot of times we humans take things for granted, especially the gifts that God gave us. And you know, I guess as I get more mature, I don't want to say older, but as I get more mature, I realize more and more what gifts God gave me and how he wants me to use those gifts. And, you know, every day I remind myself of that so that I can work towards bringing him some well-deserved glory.
You know, Mike, there are athletes that we're dealing with that have grown up tough, who have made some poor judgments, poor decisions, and yet there are times when we, as coaches, take the hits for it. And I just wondered about your take on that. You've had to go through that in your own coaching experience. How do you see your role as a Christian in dealing with athletes that don't always follow the straight and narrow path?
Well, first of all, as a Christian, we know that, number one, we're born sinners. We're wretched people from birth. I mean, and only through the blood of Jesus and through him do we have a chance to be with him and to basically be in glory forever. And if we remember that, if we remember who we are when we are born and that what we have to do, and it's all really about what he has done for us, then I think as a coach, it's a lot easier to try and help these young men in a very, very small way compared to the way that Jesus helped us. And if God can send, you know, his son here to take the wrath for our sins, then who are we to basically turn our backs on anyone, really, that we possibly can help?
You know, I love what you're saying. We're talking to Mike Jarvis, the head basketball coach at Florida Atlantic University. And as I see you as a basketball coach and your compassion for Christ and the mercy and grace of God that you're talking about now, do you see yourself as one who will exemplify the grace of God by the way you coach with these young athletes?
Well, I see myself as one that should and is obligated to lead by example. And when I don't, I get very, very upset with myself because I know that I have let God down. And, you know, when we mess up, you know, we've got to confess and we got to realize that, you know, everything we do, I mean, what we're supposed to try to do as Christians is live a life following the example of Jesus. And it's something that I know I myself have to keep, you know, right at the top of my head, because I, like any human, can sin in a minute. And that might mean with my thoughts, it might mean with my words, and it might mean with my deeds. And in the end, it's going to really be about what I do, not so much what I say. So I've got to try to make sure that you know, that I lead as very, very best I can as often as I can.
You know, Coach Jarvis, there are rules and regulations, and there has to be firmness and strictness and discipline. There's no question. But there, mm-hmm. there is room for grace. And grace is not overlooking someone's sin.
No.
It is taking a repentant, broken heart and allowing for a God restoration with that young person's life. And sometimes you're going to be criticized for it. How do you make those decisions? Do you go to the Lord? Is it something that you put in prayer as to whether to keep a guy on the team or let him go or what have you?
Well, how I do it now is very different than I used to. And what I know now is that we're supposed to offer it up in prayer. And yet I also know that just like we're going to be judged and we're going to have to basically be held accountable, so must the young men that we teach and coach. And, you know, while we're trying to help them, we have also got to realize that we also have to discipline them, just like we have to be disciplined. So, you know, helping somebody doesn't mean you turn your back on discipline. It means that you do what is necessary, and if it's necessary to discipline while you're trying to help, then you certainly have to do that. And I'll tell you what else I think are obligated to do and God, you know, instructs us to do, and that is our job is also to lead other people to him and to encourage other people to go and be with him. I think as a Christian coach, I think it's our obligation to try and at least be setting that example and also be encouraging these young men to have a relationship with God. And, you know, I don't think that's done enough.
Hmm. God bless you, Coach Jarvis. Thanks for being with us today here on Sharing the Victory.
Thank you. And I'd love to, anytime you want to chat, you just call.
All right. Coach Mike Jarvis, head basketball coach at Florida Atlantic University. We're just warming up, and there's much more to come on Sharing the Victory. When we return, former basketball star Hubert Davis is going to share his story. Do you know that while growing up, Hubert had a speech impediment? You would have never guessed it, because he's talking for a living on ESPN. Now that's a God thing. Hubert's up next on FCA's national radio program, Sharing the Victory.
Not only is SharingTheVictoryRadio.com the place to listen to past programs and subscribe to receive the free podcast, SharingTheVictoryRadio.com is also the place that links you to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes to learn more about how God is using the largest sports ministry in the world. Also, you'll get access to the online version of Sharing the Victory magazine. Check us out today at SharingTheVictoryRadio.com. That's SharingTheVictoryRadio.com.
Serving.
Integrity.
Teamwork.
Excellence.
These are the core values of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Get an in-depth look at each value from select contributors such as Tony Dungy, John Wooden, Laura Wilkinson, John Kitna, Betsy King, and Les Steckel. The four-book set is available now at FCA.org. This book series will be an excellent resource for high school, college, and professional athletes and fans at all levels. The Core Values book series available at FCA.org. That's FCA.org.
Welcome back to Sharing the Victory. I'm Ron Brown, your host, just hanging with you today. It's time for FCA Across America, and our feature is Hubert Davis. Hubert had a great college basketball career at North Carolina, then played several years in the NBA. He's now a college basketball analyst at ESPN. Hubert spoke at last year's Legend of the Hardwood Breakfast, hosted by Athletes in Action and FCA. Hubert Davis received the John Wooden Keys to Life Award, and here's part of the speech that he gave.
My favorite verses is Jeremiah 29:11. And Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For the Lord has plans for you, plans for a hope and a future, plans not to harm you, plans to prosper you." I wanted to tell you guys just a quick story about the plan and purpose that Jesus has had in my life just in the last 3 or 4 years. All throughout my playing career, I had always played good minutes, whether I came off the bench or started, except for my last year in the NBA. I was with the New Jersey Nets. I sat the bench for the first 41 games, and it was a tough time for me. I felt like that I could still contribute. I felt like I could still play. I know Jesus gave me the passion and the ability to play the game of basketball, and I wanted to use his talents to glorify him, and I just felt like I wasn't getting an opportunity. So I would pray that last year I was praying for Jesus to, you know, open up an opportunity for me to play. Game 42, we're playing the New Orleans Hornets, and right before the game, the coach said, "Hubert, you're going to play a lot this game," out of the blue. So I didn't start, but I played most of the game, got player of the game, got interviewed by radio, television. My wife and I were thanking Jesus for this opportunity. You know, I was thinking, wow, this is awesome. Now I'm going to get an opportunity to play. There's a good chance that I'm going to continue my career. Thank you, Jesus. And that's when I read that verse, for the Lord has plans for me, plans for a hope and a future, plans not to harm you, plans to prosper you. Well, as I said, I sat the bench for 41 straight games. Game 42, I played, got player of the game. I sat the bench the rest of the year and got left off the playoff roster. So when I kept looking at that verse, it didn't look like there was a plan. It didn't look like there was a hope and a future. It looked like more like this was harming my career. And I didn't know the plans that Jesus had for me. But I just remember reading that verse and meditating on that verse and knowing Jesus was in control. Well, that one game that I played against New Orleans Hornets, there was a broadcasting agent that lives in New York City. He was just at home with his family looking at the local news. And I had come on TV after that game doing an interview. And he thought I spoke okay. He called my basketball agent and asked could he get in contact with me. My basketball agent called and said, hey, this guy wants to know if you're interested in doing maybe some basketball analysis after you finish playing. I said, no. I said, that's the last thing I want to do. I don't like talking. I don't like talking in front of people. And being on TV is the last thing that I want to do. And he says, well, you know, won't you just listen to him? And I said, fine, you can call me, but I'm really not interested. So the broadcasting agent called me, and we talked, and I told him the same things. I'm not a guy that really likes to talk. I don't like public speaking. I've been in speech therapy since I was in elementary school. I've had problems with my pronunciation. Well, he called me a month later, said there was an audition at ESPN, and he said, why don't you go try out? I went up there, tried out, got the job, and ESPN hired me and said, you can live anywhere you wanted to in the country. And 3.5 years ago, my wife and I moved to Chapel Hill, North Carolina, where we both graduated, a place that we always dreamed about living, a place that we all always dreamed about raising our children. And I think about that verse every day, about the plan and the purpose that he has for me. And what I love about that verse, it just doesn't apply to me. It applies to everybody in this room. Everyone here has a purpose, a hope, and a future. And also the great thing about that verse is it's a guaranteed deal. And the only thing that you have to do in order to get that guaranteed deal is to have a relationship with Jesus. So my hope and prayer is that everybody in this room has a relationship with Jesus.
After listening to Hubert, I remember there was a point in my life where I realized that I was lost and I needed a Savior. And I was under conviction. And for those of you who may be sensing the same thing in your life, maybe you're not quite sure that you've ever made a decision, I guarantee you, if you're not sure, it probably never happened. Would you pray with me right now? I want to pray on behalf of all of you out there who recognize your need for Jesus as your Savior and Lord. Lord, I confess to you that I'm a sinner, and I believe that you left heaven and came to earth as Jesus, and you died on the cross for every one of my sins. You died for me. But I also, Lord, believe that you rose from the dead, promising me a brand new life. And I now confess you, Jesus, as Savior and Lord. I turn from my sin, and I'm walking with you. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for your amazing grace. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. For those of you who were broken before God, and you recognize that you were sinful, and you prayed this prayer, and I'm not just throwing the words out, but it was heartfelt. And maybe there's some other words that you called upon the Lord Jesus as Savior and Lord. The scripture says that you can know that you have eternal life. You have it. And that's awesome. If you prayed that prayer, please contact us so that we can rejoice with you. And we'd love to send you a booklet called The Starting Line, Your New Life in Christ. Give us a call toll free at 866-788-5031. That's 866-788-5031. You can also email us at stv@fca.org. That's stv@fca.org. Just leave us your name, address, and phone number, and we'll follow up with you and send you the booklet, The Starting Line, Your New Life in Christ. Perhaps you're already a Christian and you know someone else who could use this booklet. Contact us and we'll send it to you. Again, the number is 866-788-5031 or stv@fca.org. Coming up next, our own Billy on the Spot Bumpus visits with Jose Alvarez of FCA Golf, who's also a former Major League pitcher. Thanks for joining us today for Sharing the Victory.
FCA Gear is your place for top-of-the-line clothing. With clothing from FCA Gear, you'll let everyone know you support FCA, the heart and soul in sports. Also available at FCA Gear, Bibles, devotionals, study guides, and much more, including books from Tony Dungy, Jim Tressel, and Les Steckel. At FCA Gear, you'll find that perfect gift for the sports person in your life. FCA Gear is available online at FCA.org. That's FCA.org. Pittsburgh's Super Bowl victory was one of the most memorable in history.
What a throw, what a catch, what a game!
And because she won Sharing the Victory's 50-yard line giveaway, Sharon Garrity and her son were right there to experience all the excitement.
It was phenomenal. It definitely was a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Everyone did a fantastic job making it wonderful.
Keep listening, because you never know when you might be a winner on Sharing the Victory.
Welcome back to Sharing the Victory. Bill Bumpus here, and I've got a very special guest, Jose Alvarez. He used to pitch in the big leagues with the Atlanta Braves. And Jose, thanks for being here today.
Thanks, Bill. Good to be here.
Well, you're a baseball player, and now you're involved with FCA. You're on staff with FCA, but you're on staff with FCA Golf. So we got a baseball player doing golf. What's up with that?
How about that? Yeah, just you never know where the road in life will take you. And I, bottom line is, I got to play about 16 years professionally and parts of five in the major leagues with Atlanta. And when I retired in 95, I basically decided that I wanted to give golf a chance competitively and played in a few celebrity events. And then in 2006, I made a run at trying to qualify for the Champions Tour and played in some mini tour events, won a professional event in 07. But it was really the year of 06 that I began starting what we called Tour Life Talk. And it was nothing more than me getting together with a few of these young and upcoming pros that were playing on a tour called the U.S. Pro Golf Tour. And unfortunately, that tour folded, but they had the first full season in 06. And it didn't take long to see there was a lot of guys out there that golf wasn't just what they did, it was who they were. And I had played baseball with a lot of guys like that, and probably was one of those guys where baseball wasn't just what we did, but our identity was wrapped up in baseball for a large degree. And it helped me come to understand that as a follower of Christ and on this journey of grace, is that God's not interested as much of my performance on the field as much as where my heart is. And it's all about the heart. And so one tournament led to another, and it wasn't just one guy now. It was four or five guys kind of meeting for breakfast and talk, and then it was 12 or 15 guys, and we're meeting on a Thursday night after a round of golf, and we're talking about life things. And so I didn't want to call it chapel, didn't want to call it Bible study, certainly didn't want to call it church, and came up with the name Tour Life Talk, and the name eventually was shortened to Tour Life. And so we started Tour Life on several other developmental tours as well as the nationwide tour. Now we're on 9 tours, hoping to be on 11 by this time next year.
And you're specifically working with the nationwide tour.
I am.
And you were talking about pouring your heart earlier, and it sounds like you're just pouring your heart and your life into these players, and it's pretty critical for them on this nationwide tour. They're really one step below where they want to get on the PGA Tour. Let's flesh that out. How are you really able to minister to them and to help them as they're going through this time where they're not quite where they want to be career-wise?
Well, Bill, it's like anything. As the listeners are out there, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. It's a cliche, but it's a fact. And there's probably nothing more closely related to the structure of baseball from the major league level to the AAA level like the PGA Tour to the Nationwide Tour. While I was in the major leagues and in the minor leagues, you'd have guys come up and down, major league, minor league, and the shuffle was unending. You know, and on the PGA Tour, you have guys that qualify Monday in for an event, or a guy on a nationwide event that comes up from the Tar Heel or another developmental tour that Monday'd in. And so what it is, it's more than anything else, me recognizing where these guys are and just trying to care for them, love on them, and just let them know that their significance and self-worth is not attached to a number at the end of the day. So where does that relate to them in life? And, you know, we tell people tour life exists to encourage, equip, and engage a professional and amateur golfer with timeless principles for authentic success in the journey of life in golf. Because no matter how long you play this game or run a business or do whatever you do, your self-worth and significance and purpose in life is more important than what you do. That's why we're called human beings and not human doers. So it's just finding out where the guys are, you know, finding common ground, join them where they're at, meet them where they're at, and then continue to try to be that mirror on a swivel that reflects the love of God and the friendship Jesus wants to have with each person.
Well, Jose, you're doing great work. Really appreciate you visiting with us. That's Jose Alvarez. He's part of FCA Golf with the Nationwide Tours, the chaplain. By the way, if you want more information about FCA Golf, the best way to get the information is to go to fcagolf.org.
That's right. We have also links to our camps. If there's listeners out there and want to send your kid to a great golf camp, you can go to FCA Golf. You can look at the camp ministry. You can look at the PGA outreach events. You can look at the different tournaments, and there's a link for Tour Life. So you can go to fcagolf.org. You can find us. If you want to find us, you can find us. I mean, we're out there. So link on. We'd love to hear from you and love to be able to serve you in any way possible.
Jose Alvarez, good visiting with you today.
My pleasure. Thanks, right, buddy.
Thanks, Bill. That was great. Don't go anywhere because FCA President Les Stecco is coming up next. You're listening to Sharing the Victory from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
FCA pays tribute to the life of Kay Yao, legendary women's basketball coach at North Carolina State. After battling cancer for more than 20 years, Kay Yao was called home on Saturday, January 24th.
At death, we make an exit from one stage into a new beginning of eternal life with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
All of us at the Fellowship of Christian Athletes thank God for the life of Kay Yao. We're talking college basketball next weekend on Sharing the Victory with two of the top coaches in women's hoops, Sylvia Hatchell of North Carolina and Deb Patterson of Kansas State. Plus, we'll hear how the Fellowship of Christian Athletes provides opportunities to serve athletes and coaches into sports where their greatest passion lies. We'll save you a front row seat for all the action when you join us next weekend for Sharing the Victory.
Hi, Ron Brown, welcoming you back to Sharing the Victory. It's time for Coach's Corner with FCA President Les Stecco.
Maybe you read about it too. Just last month, the NCAA, the National Collegiate Athletic Association, acknowledged that seventh graders have been considered prospective student athletes. Yes, you heard me right. Seventh graders. Does that bother you like it does bother me? Seventh graders are 12 years old. Usually, they're still called Bobby or Billy or Joey. Of course, they don't want to be thought of as children anymore, but they're surely not mature adults either. They don't know what college they want to go to or what major they'd choose, and they certainly aren't really thinking about a career choice yet. However, some aggressive college basketball recruiters have been making visits with 12-year-old athletes and their parents. Now, I'm not going to come down hard on college recruiters because I was one myself years ago. It's a major part of a college job and quite competitive nationwide at all sports. There are tons of rules governing recruiting, and most of them are very good. The NCAA is now making off-limits to college coaches, many private, non-school camps, and clinics for recruiting purposes. But notice, this new restriction does not bar coaches from public school-based events. And this is only directed towards basketball. The new definition of what age-active recruiting may begin, I suspect, is not just to rein in recruiters, but also very aggressive parents. Major college and professional sports are really exciting and draw huge audiences, and revenue for the respected teams, not to mention the salary of some professional athletes. Most little boys at one time or another do want to be a pro athlete, but only a very small percentage ever make it to the professional ranks. That means there are millions of frustrated adults who wanted to be a pro athlete, and if they see any athletic talents in their sons, even in their infancy, they dream of their sons achieving what they couldn't. It's amazing how many parents rush their children into sports. It really is. Where I live, they've even started tackle football for boys as young as 4 or 5. That's way too young for tackle football. If you're a parent of a young child, certainly introduce your child to sports. There's so many positive things young people can learn from playing sports. He or she will learn teamwork, character, self-confidence, and discipline. The benefits of a healthy life, and much, much more, given the youth coach desires to teach and model such virtues. Give your son or daughter the opportunity to try different sports and to learn under qualified coaches such as those found at FCA camps. Please, this is not a sales pitch for our camps, but an extreme concern for every youth to learn the excitement of competition to bring God the glory. Allow me to share being a dad and a coach with a wife who is very athletic. We found our 3 children had such different interests and desires. We knew God designed them that way. All excelled because it was their passion, not Chris and mine. So, Mom, Dad, don't try to force them into your favorite sport, and certainly don't try to force them to do your athletic dreams and gain fame and fortune. Whether college recruiters agree or not, a 12-year-old child is still a 12-year-old child. Let them be a child. That time in their life goes by so fast, they don't need to decide on a college at age 12. This is Coach Les Stuckel, president of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, hoping that you will always protect your child, encourage your child, and above all, love your child. Coach them up, Mom and Dad.
I hope that the Lord touched your heart today in a special way. And you got to join us next week. We'll talk women's college basketball with 2 great head coaches, Sylvia Hatchell at North Carolina and Deb Patterson at Kansas State. Plus, we'll talk about how FCA is involved in sports-specific ministries. Remember, there are 2 ways of doing sports, God's way or man's way. Which will you choose? From all of us here at Sharing the Victory, have a great week in Christ.
If you prayed to receive Christ earlier in the program, or if you know someone who is a new Christian, we'd love to send you the booklet called The Starting Line, Your New Life in Christ. You can call us toll-free at 866-788-5031. Again, that's 866-788-5031. You can also contact us by email, stv@fca.org. That's stv@fca.org. Please leave us your name, address, and phone number, and we'll send you the booklet, The Starting Line, Your New Life in Christ. We also invite you to check us out on the web, sharingthevictoryradio.com. We hope you have a wonderful week, and thanks for listening to Sharing the Victory. Sharing the Victory is a production of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the heart and soul in sports.